Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Susanna Axiza about how you can get in touch with your intuition, learn to trust it, and use it in your everyday life to help you make the best choices. But first, I want to start out, as we do every Tuesday, with our healing meditation. And today, where I want us to focus is on anyone who has been affected by domestic violence. So this might be the person who has been the victim of domestic violence. It might be anyone who has witnessed it in their family, especially children. And it can also be the perpetrator of domestic violence, because they need our love and healing energy to heal them as well. So let's go ahead and begin by taking a deep breath in and release it. And just open your heart. Deep breath in and release. And thank you for sharing that with me and the rest of the listeners. Well, I have to tell you, I was in a really bad mood yesterday. You ever have those days where you just wake up in a bad mood? And it went from bad to worse because I kept looking for, why am I in this bad mood? And of course, law of attraction, I found lots of reasons to be in a bad mood once I started looking for them. Anyway, I wrote a blog post today about what I got out of that. There was a gift in that bad mood for me yesterday. And you can read the blog post at lauralongley.com. Or if you just go to the lauralongleyshow.com and then find the menu item that says blog, you'll find it there. And, you know, doing this meditation for people who've been affected by domestic violence made me think of something that I learned. Years ago, I volunteered with an agency here in the Seattle area to work with victims of domestic violence. And they put us through some really intensive training. And one of the things that they told us is that on average, a victim of domestic violence will leave the relationship 7 times before it sticks. And I also heard this about smoking, that that's the average number of times someone tries to quit smoking before it really sticks. So later on today in the light bulb moment, I'm going to talk about how this happens with all big changes in our lives, that it doesn't always stick the first time. It might take multiple tries, and how we can make it more likely to stick, and also how we can be in a better place with it emotionally when it doesn't stick and we have to try again. So stay tuned for that towards the end of the show for the light bulb moment. Also, just want to remind you that you can sign up to receive a weekly newsletter, which also gives you reminders of all the shows coming up within a couple hours of when the show begins, by going to thelauralongleyshow.com. Well, today's guest, Susanna, has been waiting as I've gone through these announcements, so let me introduce her to you. Imagine working in the City of London and being told you know much more about intuition than those who are teaching it. Susanna Axisa's reply was immediate, "I don't do intuition." But 10 years later, her passion for problem solving morphed into a passion for coaching others to recognize, trust, and use their intuition with confidence so that they can become the very best version of themselves. Her personal journey to understand how her intuition works and her years of sharing what she knows with others has made Susanna a hands-on expert in the very practical, everyday application of intuitive intelligence. And she now calls it our very own, I can't even pronounce this. Chinese Feng Wang Phoenix. I don't speak Chinese. Thank you, Susanna, for helping.
It's Feng Huang, and I don't speak Chinese either, but it's Feng Huang.
I should have practiced this before I was doing it live on the air. So let me just finish the introduction. I'm almost done. As well as coaching individuals and companies around the world, she's also the channel for Ascended Master Lord Lanto, who was Lao Tzu, the father of the Tao in a previous life. She lives in Northeast Italy near her favorite city in the world, Venice, and also one of my favorite cities in the world. Let's welcome Susanna Axisa to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Susanna.
Hello.
Thank you for jumping in and helping me with that pronunciation.
Well, I did ask myself, I thought, you know, do I let her suffer through this? And I thought, no. I know guests don't usually jump in, but yes. I thought, well, on this occasion.
Hey, you know, I'm good with it. You know, whatever works is good. So we, you know, the focus of the show today is going to, because you have multiple things that you do here, but the focus of the show today is going to be about this, you know, practical aspect of intuition and how we tap into it and how we use it on an everyday basis. And I know that this has come out of your own experience. And can you just speak a little bit to how that happened for you?
What? How the intuition?
Right, right. How you got focused on intuition and using it in everyday situations.
Well, I think the intro says it all briefly, but it does say it all. And that's literally, I was told one day I went to have a channeling session with one of my teachers. It was a sort of six monthly checkup that I had. I mean, we go for physical checkups, so why not go for spiritual energetic ones? And so I went off to one of my teachers who was and still is an excellent channel, and sat down, and I'd been having these checkups for quite a while. And so I'd stopped crying whenever whatever ascended master she was channeling energetically stepped into the room and started talking to me, and I could feel his or her incredible love. I was getting used to it all. And so being the cheeky energies that they are, the master that she was channeling just said, well, you do realize that you know more about intuition than those who are teaching it, and perhaps you should be thinking about teaching intuition too. And I didn't say this to him out loud, but in my head silently to myself, my response to him was, no way, I don't do intuition. And the answer came straight back at me, you do. Okay then. So, well, and know, after that, I completely forgot about it until another 10 years later. I thought, oh my God, wow. I'm teaching intuition. And guess what? I am completely and utterly passionate about it. I've just become like, you know, the mad woman from some strange city, you know, like medieval witches that everybody stay away from. But anyway, yeah, I'm exaggerating, but.
Well, what I'm curious about, because, you know, I totally believe that we all do intuition. We all have intuition. But why were you resistant to saying that you do?
For the very simple reason that I lived the first 19 years of my life with my birth family and other families who really were freaked every time I said things that obviously, with the benefit of hindsight, came from my intuition. So I learned that it was very unsafe. I learned that to get some form of acceptance and security, which we all need when we're very small, I had to play the game, and the game was no intuition. So I played that game until I was 40 and had a heart attack. And the game was, I am a very left brain consultant, thank you very much, and I troubleshoot for corporates, and I'm very good at what I do, and I can quote you, you know, any research, anything you want to back me up, because I am so left brain. I've even studied company law.
Yes. And so it was at odds with the identity you had created for yourself.
Completely. Yeah. Yeah.
And I can really relate to that too, because, you know, as you and I talked about when we talked last week, as well as many listeners know, I spent 28 years working in software development, which is a very left brain sort of thing as well. And to be able to go, you know, kind of flip things to where you're using all of your abilities, not just one side of your brain, is can be a little bit scary, especially when you've had experiences where it didn't feel safe.
The irony is, of course, is that there are a load of us who, and we're increasing in number, I know now, judges, lawyers, other management consultants, so many people who started out in a very left brain dominated corporate world. And we're all channels. We're all highly successful intuitives of some form. So, you know, using both hemispheres is where it's at with intuition.
Exactly. And I want to talk more about that. We need to take a break right now, but we'll talk more about that when we come back. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, so stay tuned.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and my guest today is Susanna Axison. We're talking about intuition and using it in our everyday lives. And, you know, maybe it would be good if we backed up a step and... Susanna, can you just say what intuition is? What's your definition of intuition?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think intuition is a combination of healthy emotional intelligence, so cognitive stuff, with healthy sensory intelligence, mixed together, because with the emotional intelligence, we can clear the blocks to whatever gets in the way of us recognizing and trusting and acting on our intuition. And we realize that intelligence isn't just a sense. It's intuition isn't just a sense. It's reductive to call it a sense, because it has 5 of the forms of intelligence that Professor Howard Gardner came up with in the 1980s, which rocked the academic world, because he is the person who said, hey, guys, isn't it time we broadened the definition of intelligence quotient from 1, because this is a pretty ridiculous measure. So the emotional intelligence helps us with that aspect, and the sensory intelligence makes sure that our bodies are really able to not only collect all the data that it does collect, and it is the most powerful data collector known to man and beyond, I think, but it also, our sensory intelligence allows us to blend with and work in a very complementary way with our emotional intelligence to name what we sense, to work with it consciously. So for me, intuition is, very simply put, a combination of 2 other forms of intelligence, emotional intelligence and sensory intelligence.
Okay. All right. And so how do we use this in a practical way in our everyday lives?
Good question. Well, I think the only way to answer that is to say what we can do to give our intuition the very best way of working with us, because I think intuition is our partner in our potential. And so hopefully that motivates us then to say, well, what can I do to work with it or have it work with me? And one answer is do whatever it takes for you to become self-aware, self-accepting, and self-compassionate. So 3 self words that all rolled into 1 make a pretty good, give you a pretty good idea of what emotional intelligence is about.
Okay, so let's dive into those three self words just so listeners have a good understanding of what you mean by each of them. So self-aware, what does that mean?
It means that, that's a good question, actually. I've just finished the first draft of an online workbook that I'm developing. And the first draft of the first part of it looks at just this. And I've forgotten the question now.
I'm so with you on that. So it's self-aware. We're gonna do a little bit of a definition of the three self-words. So starting with self-aware.
So self-aware is drag everything you can out of your subconscious mind because it's there because it's a habit. Habits mean you have no choice because habits click in automatically. So give yourself as much choice as possible. Now, some stuff that's in your subconscious mind is absolutely necessary for it to be there. It's necessary for your health, for your safety, for your well-being. But other stuff is simply a collection of old rules that you've been living by that aren't your rules, weren't your rules, weren't most probably the rules of the person who gave them to you to obey in the first place. And so they're completely out of date because you've never looked at them since you dumped them in your subconscious or they dumped themselves in your subconscious. And so you have no power over them. And they can create a lot of havoc. So self-awareness says know yourself as well as you possibly can. And a great way to do that is to notice when you're reacting in a way that isn't consistent with your conscious choices. And the way to do that is not to get frustrated or angry or disappointed at yourself. But if you like to use the archetype of the researcher who says, isn't that interesting? I wonder why I reacted in that way.
Right. So look at it with curiosity,
look
not
at it
judgment.
With curiosity, not with judgment. You go nowhere very quickly. You stay where you are. So curiosity and acceptance are the words and are the name of the game.
And then what was the second self thing? Was it self-compassion?
Self-awareness, self-acceptance.
Self-acceptance, okay.
So self-acceptance is, okay, you've understood that you're always, that when someone pushes your buttons, you always react with anger because it was the only way that your birth family, and here I'm giving an example. This is right. Not real, it's hypothetical. It was the only way your birth family took any notice of you. So you react with anger. But now you realize that that's not necessary anymore and that you're creating possible damage. You're doing possibly more harm than good when you get angry when this trigger is activated. So instead of getting angry and frustrated with yourself, just accept where you are with it. Say, okay, not the best way to react, but that's the way I learnt, and that's the way I've used to date. It's taught me a lot, particularly around what can happen when you use anger inappropriately. And that's a great lesson to have. And now I'm going to make a choice. But I accept that this is what I have done and may continue to do for some time because I'm not going to change this habit overnight. I've had it for a lifetime. So it will take time.
Okay.
Self-acceptance.
So self-acceptance. Mm-hmm. And then the next
and
one
then
is self-compassion.
It's self-compassion. Okay. And self-compassion is when you make a decision to change, but you can't make the change, instead of, again, judging yourself, getting angry with yourself, getting frustrated, getting tense in your body, then say to yourself, you know, this is okay. Rome wasn't built in a day. Find the words that you need to say. Find the words that perhaps your mum used to say when you were upset or afraid.
and she wanted to make you feel better. Find the words that an unconditionally loving mother would use to a child who is in either physical or emotional pain, and give those words to yourself. I usually say, "It's okay, sweetie. You're doing your very best, and you're doing brilliantly. And you'll do this when you feel ready to do it. I'm not going to push you. It's perfectly okay. You're very wise. You know what you need to do, and you know what you want to do. You'll do it when you're ready." Self-compassion.
And just adding to that, I know for myself, it's a whole lot easier for me many times to feel compassion for others. And if I can think about, okay, if this were someone else, what would I tell them? Yeah. Then that helps me a lot too. Mm. Yeah. So once again, it's time for us to take a break. Time just seems to fly by when we're having these great conversations. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Susanna and I will talk more about using intuition in everyday life. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and my guest today is Susanna Axisa. And before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to find Susanna. So, Susanna, can you give that information for listeners, please?
I certainly can. I am The Gap Coach. So my website is www.thegapcoach.com. You can find me under the same name on Facebook and on Pinterest and on YouTube.
Very good. And talk just a little bit about what kinds of things they can get from you, because you offer services as well as writings and other things. So what will they find there?
Well, Facebook is where I put thoughts for the day that usually come with images, not always, but most of the time. So Facebook is a quick check-in page to get a thought for the day or to hear the latest event that I'm holding. Pinterest is where it's definitely much more based on images, although there are quotes with those images. So you get a feel of what's happening in my intuitive, my emotional, and my sensory intelligence worlds. And you can always find something there that will speak to you, something that is just, that seems as though it's there just for you because it's just what you needed whenever you look. On YouTube, I tend to post free resources. For example, I do channeled conversations with the Master Lord Lanto. And the first 8 minutes are put on to YouTube so that you can have a feel for the conversation and what sort of questions that are asked. And if you're interested, then you can go onto the website and download an MP3 copy of it. There's a monthly meditation program where you explore latent parts of yourself, and goodness knows, don't we have latent parts of ourselves? We do indeed. I hold free webinars on intuition, online coaching. Most of my work now is online. That's the way for me to go. So Facebook at the moment is a great way to keep up to date with me. Signing up for the newsletter is an even better way, because then you'll get more from me. You'll get my blogs, you'll get publicity for new events. And the blogs are about what else? Intuition. On whatever the master gives me or whatever I learn intuitively, then I share through the newsletter.
And also, you had mentioned as one of the things that you have available is the channeled conversations. And we're actually going to give away one of those to a listener today. So now would be a good time to do that. And you have those on different topics. So whoever calls in at the first call, so first caller, let me just give the number now. First caller at 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. You can give your contact information to Brian. And then Susanna will get in touch with you and let you know what the different topics are you can choose from, because you get to get one of these channeled conversations. Is that right, Susanna?
That's absolutely right. I'll give you the link to the page to go to on the website where you can get information about all of the channeled conversations. Not all of them have been posted to YouTube yet, but if the conversation that you're most interested in is on YouTube, you can easily find out by just going to my page on YouTube and seeing what's there. And then come to me, tell me what you'd like, and I'll give you a free pass to download it.
Very good. Very good. So again, the number, if you're interested in getting that, 800-930-2819. Thank you. All right. So let's go back to talking about intuition. And I want to ask you about this, that word that I couldn't pronounce in the bio, the Feng Huang Phoenix. So say what that is.
Well, I was trying to come up with a definition for intuition earlier this summer. I just spent a few months in an intuitive
whirlwind of information that I was able to access. And I started, for some reason, playing with the symbol of the phoenix, which I absolutely adore. Now, I love the Western mythology around the phoenix, the bird who, as it becomes old and frail, sets itself alight, and out of the ashes of this frailty is born the new dynamic young phoenix. But there's another version of the phoenix that belongs to Asian mythology. And this phoenix is called the Feng Huang Phoenix. And this phoenix is just as spectacular because the phoenix is part of the gods. The gods give it to the Chinese empress at key times in humanity's development. Why do the gods give it to the empress? Simply because this phoenix is capable of doing extraordinary things at key points in man's evolution. And when those things have been completed, then the phoenix simply returns to the heavens.
Oh, interesting.
So I love this idea of new life being given from coming out of our frailty, which is exactly what our healing episodes do. And I love the idea of the phoenix coming to do extraordinary things, because I think if we're able to fully partner with our intuition, then our intuition, because it leads us to and through our breakthrough moments, shows us and encourages us to do extraordinary things. Perhaps not extraordinary by some people's standards, but certainly extraordinary by our own. Because when we turn around and say, boy, oh boy, I couldn't have done that 6 months ago or a year ago, we've done something that 6 months ago or a year ago we would have thought extraordinary.
Wow. I love that.
I do too.
Well, and I mean, part of what speaks to me about it too is this idea that when we are in need of it, it appears. And
it
that it's not like I have to, it's not like I have to know, as a human being that I need that right then. It's, you know, something beyond me that says, you know, here's this extra help, basically. And so it takes some of the burden off. I mean, because one of my things that I've worked on much of my life and still continue to work on is this feeling of I have to do it all myself. So for me, that speaks to me.
Yeah.
And intellectually, I know that. Intellectually, I get that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so many of us, I think, have that difficulty. But I just want to say that with intuition, many of us feel that when we're stressed, our intuition doesn't work. It does work. It's just it's much easier for us to spot it when we're away, we're out of the stress, we're out of the pressure. The key is, are you getting a thought with a very few words that keeps coming back to you and that won't leave you alone? If you're getting, I had something from the age of two, something that was completely impossible for me to cognitively work through, and that was get an education. Now, it took me 20 years to get the education, and I'm still getting an education. So I didn't realize that that was my intuition, but it was my get out of hell card.
Interesting.
And we always have a get out of this stress card, whether we recognize it or not. If you're listening to me now, remember that if you are stressed and you have a thought that will not go away and it triggers you to think, well, I have nothing else to lose, so why not? And you feel that you can act on it, do it. It is your intuition. I call it the useless map form of intuition because it gives you so little information that at any other time you would call it completely useless. But when you're that stressed, you can't deal with a lot of information. You just want something to be as simple as possible.
Right, right. And you know, I really like the noticing if something keeps coming up.
Yeah.
And trusting that.
Yeah. I mean, intuition form works in very different ways depending on your emotional state and what phase you are in your life. And this is one of them. So far, I've discovered three basic breakthrough forms of intuition. And this is the one for stress, trauma, grief, where we are in so much emotional pain that we can't hear anything but a command. This command will be very loving. It will not be judgmental, but it will be given with the clarity of a regimental sergeant major.
We just have a couple minutes left. Can you briefly say what the other two ways are?
Yes, absolutely. Well, the other two ways are, one is called the friendly directions, and you get this when you're in danger of focusing on the business of life and forgetting its pleasures and forgetting just how much choice you have. And it comes to you at a time when you're busy, busy, busy with the responsibilities and business of life that you forget the balance that you need. Okay. So the friendly directions, just as a friend who writes you a draws you a little map to get to a house, gives you lots of landmarks. The friendly directions say, if you miss that landmark, don't worry. There's another opportunity coming again. And if you miss that, then there'll be another one and another one and another one and another one. And oh, by the way, while you're developing your career, you know, let's tweak your passions a bit, because we want you not to forget the pleasures of life. So we don't want you to overfocus. And the other form of breakthrough intuition is what I call the focus. And this is where you're happy to let go of the choice, and you're not afraid of missing opportunities, because now you're sorted out sufficiently in one area of your life to be able to say, I want to focus on this. Perhaps not for always, but for now. And so the compass says, okay, well, where you think you want to focus will make your north, but will also give you three other points and the midpoints in between those four points, so that if at any time you feel like I did, oh, I started channeling, but then I'd like to go to teaching, and then, oh, I'd like to do some radio work. Well, then you can explore all the points that are connected to that north. So you know where your north is, but you're free to explore certain key points around your North Star or your North Pole.
Very good. We do need to go to a break. So just very quickly, can you give your website, Facebook page again before we do, Susanna?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's all the Gap Coach. So Gap, G-A-P, Coach, C-O-A-C-H, the GapCoach.com for the website, The Gap Coach for Facebook, and for Pinterest and YouTube.
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed learning more about intuition and finding there's always something I resonate with, and I love that. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll share this week's light bulb moment about sometimes it takes up to 7 times to make a change and how to increase the odds and what to do in the meantime. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
On the Laura Longley Show, my guest today was Susanna Axisa, and you can find out more about Susanna and her services at thegapcoach.com. And we did have a winner for that channeled conversation, and that is Brenda from, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Serence Lake, New York. So Brenda's going to get a copy of that channeled conversation from Susanna. Some other ways to get help with moving forward in your life. On Facebook, you can find me at The Laura Longley Show, and we have lots of great conversations with guests there. On Twitter, it's Laura Longley SHO, and always thelauralongleyshow.com. We've had really great guests over the past year, and I'm really excited that I'm into my second year now doing the show. And you can always listen to archives at thelauralongleyshow.com. And if you want to get written transcripts of the show, sign up for the weekly newsletter, and you will get access to those written transcripts. Well, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about how in training that I did years and years ago around domestic violence, I learned that on average, victims try to leave seven times before they actually stay gone and don't go back. And I also heard that same statistic when I was working with people to help them quit smoking. Now, I'm not sure where this statistic comes from and if seven is actually the real number. I'm not quite sure how they know that. But what I want to say is the principle is what matters. And that is whenever we're trying to make a big change in our life, frequently it doesn't take the first time we do it. It maybe doesn't take the third time we do it. It can take multiple times. People who are constant dieters, they will know that too. We've talked about yo-yo dieting. Well, we haven't, but society talks about yo-yo dieting, you know, where you'll lose the weight, then you'll gain it back again. So it's normal, I guess that's what I'm trying to say, is that it's normal that when we're trying to make a big change, it doesn't always stick the first time we try it. So I want to share with you some things to do when you try to make the change and then end up falling back and reverting to the old ways. And the number one thing is to be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up for quote unquote failing. Remember this statistic. You are not alone. This is normal human behavior, that it can take several tries before we can be successful at making a big change in our lives. So first of all, be kind to yourself. Second, don't give up, because you may need to take a step back and regroup, but don't say, oh, it didn't work this time, therefore I'm not ever going to try again. Because it is the repetition that gets you there. And, you know, a good example for me personally, when I used to do dieting, would be if I goofed up and ate something I wasn't supposed to eat on a certain day, I would just throw up my hands and, you know, throw away the whole day, eat anything I wanted the rest of the day. Okay, we don't want to do that. All right. We don't want to give up just because our first or second or third attempt didn't end up keeping us at the place we wanted to be. Another thing you can do is be a Monday morning quarterback. Look at what you could have done differently that might have increased your chances of maintaining the change. And so, you know, some examples of this are, you know, maybe you need some outside help. If you're, let's talk about quitting smoking. Maybe you need to go to a hypnotist. Maybe you need to go to a support group. Maybe you need to have an accountability buddy that you check in with every day. So look at what changes you could make. Another thing might be, maybe you're trying to make too big of a change at once. So maybe you're deciding that you're going to start exercising every day, when what you really need to say is, I'm going to start exercising 3 times a week. Okay. So look at how you might do it differently the next time you try, that will help you be more successful at maintaining the change. Before you try again, and also the last one, and this is really an important one, is examine beliefs that you have that might sabotage your efforts to change. We all have things about us that we consider to be part of our identity. And if we try and do something that goes against that identity, then we're not going to have very much luck at making that change until we change the attachment to the identity. And, you know, I'll just briefly share with you, because this could be a long sharing. But one thing that came up for me yesterday, and this is something I've been aware of for a while, but it was right there again at the surface, is that I identify as being the person who keeps it all together. I've always got it together, so no cracks can show in my facade. Well, if part of what I want to change is that I am, well, one thing I'm really working on is that I'm able to actually show whatever emotion is going on for me, and that might mean crying in front of somebody. Well, if my identity is that I have to keep it all together, how could I ever do that? So look at those beliefs that are keeping you from that change. And then before you try to make the change again, start by addressing those beliefs. You've got to change those beliefs first, and figure out a plan to incorporate whatever it is that you learned from the previous attempt. When you did your Monday morning quarterbacking, what did you learn? And come up with a plan where you can take that learning and apply it. Then, when you try again, start by being kind to yourself. So your measure of success is not, is this change going to stick this time? Your measure of success is that you are trying again. Okay. Enlist support from your friends and family, and avoid the negative Nellies, people who are, you know, telling you you can't do it or you shouldn't do it. Avoid those people. Don't talk about it with them. And then apply what you learned from each time that you tried before but ended up reverting back. And over time, when you keep trying and you make these shifts and changes and adjustments, you will end up being successful. Okay, just want to remind you, newsletter comes out every week, as well as reminders before a couple hours before each show. You can sign up at thelauralongleyshow.com. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show. And I'd love to get your suggestions for people that you would like to have on the show. Have you read a book lately that really resonated with you? Send me the name of that author. Have you heard somebody on another show? There's no reason people can't be on multiple shows. Send me the name of that person, and we'll look into getting them on the show. I want to thank my guest, today, Susanna Axisa, for sharing her information on intuition, what it is, how we tap into it, how we use it in our everyday lives. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and on Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Monday, my guest will be Rasha, author of A Journey to Oneness, and she's going to be sharing with us how to deepen your divine connection. So tune in live at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Hope you can join us. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit LauraLongley.net.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail?
The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.